Be able, Father God, to deal, Father God, the things that the Lord level as you take us higher and elevate us, God, that we be able, Father God, to withstand those obstacles and those challenges as you elevate us, Lord God. We just want to tell you thank you on tonight, Father God, for the working of our faith, Lord God, that may we able to continue, Father God, to walk by faith and not by sight, God, because we trust you, Lord God. We know that you're more than able, capable of these, what needs to be doing, done, Lord, in our lives, Lord God. We know, Lord God, it does not matter if we ain't seen it yet, God. We know it's going to take place and happen because your yes is your yes and your amen is your amen. And we thank you for your yes and your amen on tonight, Father God, because it does not matter what anybody else says, God. It does not trump what your word says, because your word always goes forth. Your word never returns void, Father God. Your word, Father God, is what solidifies it all. And we thank you, Father God, for the solidity of your word, God. It will be grounded and rooted and anchored, God. We thank you, Father God, for the perfect work that you have begun, the great perfect work that you have begun, because you're a God of perfection. And we thank you, Lord God, for taking each and every of our lives that you see, Lord God, that still needs some tweaking, Lord God, that you allow, Father God, that work to be done in those areas, Lord God, that everything, Father God, we're coming to full alignment and fruition within our lives. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you leave nothing unattended to in our lives, Father God. You leave no area untouched, Father God. You make sure, Father God, there's nothing hiding in any corners, under any doors, Lord God. Or even in those treasure boxes, God. Oh, God, we thank you for searching us, God. We thank you, Father God, as you search us, God. You help us to search ourselves, God. We may approve ourselves and self-reflect. That we may consider and reconsider, God. That we may be able to be true with a true heart of repentance and remorse, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, Father God, because we know that you're concerned about us, God. And you want to continue, Lord God, to help us to get it right. That we may be pleasing in your sight, God. We bless your name on tonight. Lord, you have been so, so good to us, oh, God. And even in spite of us being us, you're still good. Lord God, you're still blessing us and taking care of us, God. And for that, God, we want to thank you for your many graces and your many mercies, Father God. That brand new, fresh start and clean slate each and every day that you give us the opportunity to begin again, Father God, if by chance we have fallen short. And we thank you, Father God, because we know we all fall short, Lord God. But we know we're not cast out, God. We thank you, Father God, because we know that you're imperfect imperfections, Lord God. And you perfected some things on inside of us, God. So we come to you right now, God. You may continue to examine us, Lord God. That if you find anything that's not pleasing in your sight, take it away, God. And we ask your forgiveness on tonight, God, if by chance we have air to cause anybody else to err, Lord God. Because we just want to make sure, Lord God, that we continue to walk this path of straight and narrow, Father God, unto you, Lord God. And not unto anybody else, Lord God, because you're the only one, Lord God, that can put us in heaven and hell, Lord God. And today, Father God, we come to serve you. We come to serve you, our Lord and Savior, our King and our everything. We bless your name today, God. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Father. Oh, God, on tonight, as we continue to glorify your name and lift you up, we shall continue to speak victory over our lives, God. We shall continue to declare and decree some things, Father God. We shall continue to denounce those things that are not like you, Lord God, until we see, Father God, what you have promised us, Lord God. Because you said, God, we will see the goodness of God as we live in this life, Lord God. And we stand on your word and your promises, Father God. We will continue to fight, Lord God. We'll continue to stay armor on, Father God. And through it all, Lord God, we shall continue to praise and worship you, God, in spirit and in truth, Father God. Oh, God, we're not going to let a rock crawl for us, God, and anybody come before you on our behalf, Father God. And we're surely not going to allow any situation or circumstance, Father God, to be praised higher than you, God. So right now, God, we're lifting you up and glorifying you in advance, Father God. Because we know if you brought us to it, you'll bring us through it, Father God. We're lifting you up and glorifying you in advance, Father God, for working all things out for our good, Lord God. We're lifting you up and glorifying you right now, Father God, just because you are God and you're God all by yourself. We thank you, Father God, for what you have already done for us, Lord God, giving us access, Father God, to what we have now, Father God. When you sent your only son, Jesus, down the cross, that we may have this victory today, God. This life in abundance, Father God. This liberty, Lord God. This health and wealth on today, Father God. Lord, you did it all for us already. You provided for us and you made a way for us, Lord God. We were on, when he was on that cross, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God. So as Jesus took up his cross, God, we're taking up ours. And we shall continue to press and endure, Father God. This face race, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. We thank you, Father God, that through it all, you continue to help us to keep the faith. And if by chance, Lord God, we waver, we thank you, Lord God, that you never let us stray away too far, Lord God. Because we know if you did it before, you'll do it again. You're a God that never changes. You're always the same. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Father God. You are truly one of a kind. And we thank you, Lord God, that we find all that we need in you, Lord. Oh, God, on tonight, as we glorify you, lift you up, God, God. We want to stand the gap for your people, oh God, across this nation, oh God, because we know, God, that you can do all things, God. We know whomever else is in need, that you can see about them, oh God. Every name that we called out on this morning on the prayer line, Father God, see about them, oh God. You know every individual, oh God. You know their situation, their circumstance, God. You know their concerns and their needs, oh God. We know that you are a healer and you are a way maker, Father God. You are a comforter, Father God, and you are even a counselor, God. So on tonight, Father God, see about them on tonight, God. See about their families and their situations, God, and intervene, Father God. Insert yourself, Father God, because we know that you can work it out, Lord God. Oh God, on tonight, the prayers on the prayer wall, I'm asking that you would touch. And even the prayers on the altar, in the altar box, God, I'm asking you to touch, Father God. And even if there be some prayers that are unspoken inside of our hearts, Lord God, that we have not even spoken out loud, Lord God, but you hear them as we cry, Lord God, as we scream, Lord God, as we think, Lord God, as we hum and sing, God, because you are the great shepherd, Lord God, and you know each and everything that we need. I'm asking that you would consider the prayers on tonight, God. And we thank you, Father God, for even considering those things that we make a petition for, Father God. And according to your will, your purpose, and your time, God, let it be done, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Father God, that you hear our hearts cry. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for even considering these things, Father God, and then answering, Lord God, and then exceeding our expectations, because we serve a mighty good God. We serve a big, big God. And we know when you do what you do, Father God, you do it big. So we thank you, Father God, for exceeding our expectations, God. We thank you, Father God, for doing it big. We thank you, God, for blowing our minds, because it's all for your glory. You get the glory, Lord. You get the glory for all that you do in our lives, God, because nothing that we have done, God, is all because of you. And we thank you for it all, God. We don't care how small it may seem to anybody else, God. We give you the credit where credit is due, because we know nobody else could have done it but you. And we thank you that you keep on doing it for us, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, because sometimes we feel so unworthy of what you do, Lord God. But we thank you that you love us too much. We thank you that you love us too much, Father God. We appreciate you, God, for your selfless, unconditional love that you have for us, each individual, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Oh, Lord, we want to continue, Father God, to reciprocate the love back unto you, God. We know that we can never repay you for all that you have done, Father God, but the least that we can do is glorify your name and lift you up, God, and hold up a standard for you, God. The least that we can do is open up our mouths and tell you thank you, Father God. Continue to serve you in spirit and truth, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Oh, God, continue on tonight, Father God. Help your people continue to wait on you, Lord God, and hold out, Lord God. Because we know that you're not a promise breaker, but a promise maker. And we thank you, because you don't break those promises, Lord God. We can always count on you. You are so dependable. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. So tonight, God, we are holding out. We are waiting on you, Lord God. We will not be in a hurry or anxious, Lord God. We will praise you even in the midst of our waiting, Father God, because we know that you are God and you are a Father that give good gifts. You a good gift giver. You add no sorrow, God. So we're going to wait on those things, God, so we don't burden our own selves trying to move ahead of you, God, because you know what you're doing and you know what's best for us, God. So we're patiently waiting on you, Lord God, to do what you do best and then see about us, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, God, for seeing about us, God, and even our loved ones that's attached to us, God, and all the concerns and things we have laid at your feet, Lord God. Oh, God, on tonight, God, let the hearts be in a place of rest, Lord God, and a place of peace in their minds, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you're working some things out on their behalf, Lord God, that you have already spoken it, Father God. You're just putting some things in place, Lord God, that we can physically be able to see it, and we thank you for it. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for giving us the strength to hold out, Lord God. Lord God, continue, Father God, to give your people, Father God, a strength in their hearts, Lord God. They will not get weary and faint, Lord God. Give them wings of eagles that they may be able to soar, Lord God. And continue, Lord God, to turn all their sadness and tears into laughter and joy. Unspeakable joy, uncontrollable laughter, Father God. Continue to laugh in the face of the enemy because he thought that he won, but he already defeated. And we thank you again for victory, Lord. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight, God. Even, Lord God, as we get ready to go into Tuesday teaching, Lord God, let your word go forth. And as your word go forth, continue, Lord God, to let that word break up some things in us, God, because we know that your word will break up some things, Lord God. And as your word goes forth, let it settle some things and even give us a calmness and some assurance in our spirit to know that you're doing what you say you're going to do, Lord God. Lord, touch each and every one of us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God. Let us leave fulfilled on tonight with the more of you, God, because we just want the more of you and to be fulfilled by you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your fulfillment on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. You You truly are in and everything that we need you to be. And we are so grateful for that, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We express our love unto you on tonight. We love you, we love you, we love you, God, with all of us, Lord God. We love you tonight, God, with all of us, Father God. Heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, all of us, God, because you deserve that and so much more, God. So tonight, God, we pray that you accept our love that we give to you on tonight, God. And continue, Lord God, to let us have more love for you, Lord God, because we want to stay in connection to you. Because you are the plug. We need the plug. We want to stay connected, God. So, Lord God, continue to help your people to stay connected to the power source on tonight. They may continue, Lord God, to get what they need because you are the source of it all. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord God. So tonight, God, let your people be plugged in. Plugged in with the plug. Thank you, God, for being the plug. We plugged in. Thank you for being plugged in, God. We thank you for being plugged in because we connected to the source. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, the God said he was better than Wi-Fi. We don't need no password to be connected to him. We don't need to ask anybody else, can we get the password? We come straight to him. He the source. And we don't get no issues, no interferences. It's a direct connection. We thank you for the direct connection, God. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, God. We want to stay connected to you, God. And in tune with the Spirit, Lord God. So continue to help us to walk in the Spirit, Lord God. Be in the Spirit in all things, Lord God. So make a team to stay on one accord in unison as one body as you have designed for us to be. And we thank you for the unity on tonight, God. Because only you can make that kind of connection, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. Lord, please consider the answer. Continue to consider our prayers on tonight and answer them, Father God. In your son Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh.